Hey, wait a minute. It's Friday. That means it's time for Greg Russell and
Movie.
And of course, Dana Clark, our movie-going expert as well with Greg Russell. Happy Friday to both of you, and is this a good weekend for going to the movies again?
Well, happy Greg? Friday to both of you, and yes, it is. You've got two really good movies that you can go out and check. You know, everything from, let's see, the new one with The Rock, and also a new one from Matt Damon. I had to get them both straight there.
You know, it's a couple of nobodies that you wanted to make
right.
sure you got their,
right.
got their names right and what their movies are. I obviously haven't seen any of these. I don't know a lot about Stillwater. You're about to tell us. I will say this about this it's Disney Jungle Cruise, right?
Right, mm-hmm. right. Based off of the ride.
Is it just me, to sound like Mitch Albom, who you can enjoy each night, 5 to 7 on WJR. Is it just me, or does Jungle Cruise represent a new and, for lack of a better word, harder Disney movie?
It's got a lot more deepness, you know, than what you'll see in the commercial about what it's all about. Because Dwayne The Rock Johnson, yeah, he plays this guy who's got a boat, and Emily Blunt is on a mission to find this one special thing in the forest. But as the movie goes on, we find out more about his character, where his person is a lot more, you know, than what we see. So that does make it interesting. But The Rock, all of a sudden, has really got his comedic bones going. I mean, he's throwing out zingers left, right, and sideways. Everybody in my house was just laughing, going, my goodness, he could do a stand-up job if he wanted to, you know, as far as being a comedian.
He's done a great job as a business person. He has he has controlled and grown mm-hmm. his brand brilliantly. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. He is the number one box office attraction as far as Hollywood goes. And the other good part is it's usually either between him or his good friend, Kevin Hart. They love working together because they both have the same work ethic. You're supposed to be there at 7:30. They show up at 7. You know, none of this showing up late, showing up with a bunch of people or anything like that. Those two guys are both about business, so that's great.
You like both those guys, Dana?
Yes, very much. It, you know what? It seems like The Rock and Kevin Hart, they constantly work. He has a movie that comes out, it seems like, every 6 months.
It is a lot of movies, a lot of stuff going on there. Well, let's get a taste of a Jungle Cruise here on WJR.
My name is Dr. Lily Houghton. My brother and I are looking for passage upriver.
What's out there in the jungle? It's not a fun vacation.
Well, I'm not here for a vacation. Legend has it that there is a tree that possesses unparalleled healing power. It will change medicine forever.
And you need someone to help you find it.
Here we go.
There's no such thing as curses.
Everything that you see wants to kill you and can.
Everything you see wants to kill you, and it
can. That's the jungle.
There you go. But because it's funny, on his boat, it actually is a tour boat, and he even says this one line in there, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to, you know, whatever the tour is. This is going to be the worst tour of your life. And it made me think that will never be our, you know, theme for our tour. So it's like, okay, enjoy, folks.
The Russell Brothers tour of the city of Detroit, one of the best tours you'll ever go on. I felt I needed to say that. So what are we giving this one? Jungle Cruise, Dwayne Johnson, Emily Blunt.
Out of our, you know, 1 to 4, a definite 3. I mean, it's entertaining. You know, I've read some things that some people have said, and they're trying to get way too deep into this. But it's just supposed to be there to entertain you, to take you on this nice trip of fantasy. So, yeah, you know. For the most part, everyone has liked it. Also, Emily Blunt is just a delight. You know, love her as well in pretty much everything she's ever been in.
All right, a quick check now of Matt Damon's latest, Stillwater. Let's listen.
You're in Marseille for vacation?
No, I'm visiting my daughter.
You're the father of the girl? hit the Americans, did it?
Yes, ma'am.
Allison came here for college, and that's where she met this girl, Lena. One night, she found Lena dead and called the police. All they cared about was Allison sleeping with some Arab girl.
I loved her.
I know you did.
But everybody thinks that I killed her.
We have exhausted every possible legal action.
Is the lawyer not helping you?
I'm doing it myself for now.
I could help.
I'm not from here. It's not safe for you.
She's my little girl.
Dad, please.
I'm not going to give up.
So, does Stillwater run deep?
Oh, yes, the hip-hop song. You got it, Paul W.
All right.
Yeah, it's a very interesting movie. It's all about this man who, you know, really kind of failed on his daughter while she was growing up. But she goes over to France to go to school. Somehow or another gets accused of murder and is spending, you know, time in jail. So his deal is he wants to go over, help get his daughter out. I mean, legally, you know, help get his daughter out and, you know, find out what really went on. While he's there, he meets up with this lady, this French lady, who has a, like, six-year-old daughter. They become good friends, and it's almost like he gets into their life to make up somewhat for the mistakes he made before. But the interesting thing, really, is watching this movie to the end, the ending is a little bit something that no one really saw coming. So that alone would be something that should pique everyone's interest out there to want to watch.
Well, thank you for not giving away the ending.
Yes.
I want to know it.
We appreciate
it. I want to know.
You guys can talk off the air. I don't want to ruin it for anybody. So are we giving it 3 or 4?
Yeah, a 3 out of our 4 for sure. And also, since Matt Damon has Detroit connections as well, his father and brother were born here. So
there you are, another factoid you wouldn't get from anywhere else. But Greg Russell of movie.
Show.
Plus. You know, I don't get to watch Ann very often. I'm not sure she likes it when we do that. Don't you?
She likes it.
We had our own. We don't have an echo chamber anymore. So we are the echo chamber.
We need more people actually to join in to that. It'll sound better.
Everybody should do that. Or we need a budget where we can use real echo. But anyway, have a great weekend. Thank you very, very much,
Greg
Russell of Movie Show Plus and Dana Clark.